That time of year for the haunted houses. If you dare. Oh, my. I love them. I think they're fun.
But you do?
I do. And I guess it's because I've seen it from the inside, because I had friends who worked at them.
Okay, so you know the peek behind the curtain, and helps.
You get behind the curtain, and you see them putting their makeup on, and then they become the character that they're portraying. And to them, they're having a blast.
Yes, they are.
And the more they frighten you, the more fun they're having.
And I know the whole they can't touch you, so you get that in your mind. Although, yes. I did dress as a quote-unquote punk rocker in high school, which we were just poor, so we put on whatever we had. But the whole chainsaw thing where they come at you with a chainsaw, it doesn't have a blade, but still it got caught in my skirt. And so I know. And so I'm screaming and I'm running and he's like, you know, toward me. But my skirt.
It got caught?
And so we're tangled.
I can't imagine how.
And he's scary and I'm scared, but we're tangled.
Now that would be okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boo. I'm good.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a mess. A teenage mess.
Well, I can remember being down in Branson, which has had a great one.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had to cross over like this deck. And I'm doing a live broadcast.
Oh, yeah. We go down there and do live broadcasts.
So I get down under this deck. Where
you went down there in the bridge?
Yeah. Underneath the bridge. And then as people would walk by, I'd grab their ankles.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it would just blow them up. And that's the fun part about, you know, if you work in one, the more you frighten people, the funnier it is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
they'd rip their shoes off trying to get away.
Didn't you go through one with some women and they tore you to pieces?
Oh, they nearly killed me. I was doing a live broadcast on the radio at Hotel of Terror. And these two young girls, they're I don't know, 12, 13, yeah, something like that, scared to death to go in there.
Oh, you're going to go help them?
And they asked me, they said, will you go through there with us? I said, well, sure, yeah. It's not that bad, but be okay. They like to beat me to death. Every time somebody would jump out there, they knocked me down one time. And it was just like, I learned.
You were just trying to be nice.
I learned a lesson.
End up in the ER.
Don't ever do this again.
The scratches.
If you've had a, what should we call it? An adventure?
An encounter?
Encounter and all that.
Did you get tangled up with the chainsaw guy? Lord have mercy.